Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We've reached the halfway point in this Wednesday, December 30th, 2009 edition. We're simulcasting now the third and fourth hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to go over the decade of tyranny, an article written by Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and myself at PrisonPlanet.com. In the last hour, I'm also going to spend a segment or so reading some quotes by George Washington and talking about why King George III called him the greatest man in the world. Why did King George III call him the greatest man in the world? Because he turned down the power when he was offered kingship. In fact, the British wanted a king to deal with. They were just going to set him up as a new house of nobility. And he said no. And he didn't want to be president. Now, no one in history has acted and behaved like that. That's why our country had the best start ever. This great engine of liberty has been turned into an engine of tyranny. Former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, the father of Reaganomics, headed up the Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, best-selling author. The latest edition is out, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. He joins us for the rest of the hour. We're going to get into the tyranny, the body scanners, the police state, then into the dollar, the economy. His predictions again come true. He said a month ago here the dollar would go back up when the carry trade got reversed, but he said it would then go back down. Well, hear when that's going to happen. With us for the rest of the hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. But first, you wanted to talk about Hedges' column. Tell us about that, sir.
Okay, Alex. I think the greatest threat that we face is the ongoing destruction of the United States Constitution and our civil liberties. They're now holding, you know, American citizens in indefinite detention, denying American citizens habeas corpus to process. And they're doing it without any evidence presented and without really any charges. They orchestrate the most blatantly false kinds of charges. Just take the case of this Farhad Hashmi. Now, he's an American citizen. I think it was in New York. He was a known Muslim activist in behalf of civil rights for Muslims. He was not a terrorist. He's not involved in any of that. He's been arrested and held now for, I think, 2.5 years. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's almost three.
3 years, okay. Because allegedly... Someone he knew stayed in his apartment, and allegedly this person was collecting up ponchos and socks to take to give to the Taliban. And, I mean, the whole thing sounds far-fetched. I mean, why would somebody be trying to take socks and ponchos to the Taliban from New York? I mean, that doesn't make any.
As if they can't buy it in Pakistan. A lot of the ponchos and socks that come here are from Pakistan, India, China. But on top of that, someone claims with no evidence, three or four deep, that maybe you let somebody stay with you who might have done something wrong and you disappear into a black hole as a U.S. citizen.
That's exactly what's happened. You summed it up good for me. I just finished reading the uncensored version of Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the First Circle. About the Stalinist camps and legal system. And if you read that book and then you read Chris Hedges' description of the American legal system, there's no difference. What's happening to us is exactly what was ongoing in Stalinist Russia. People are just picked up and locked away. They just disappear. And there's
well,
no
stay there, sir. I want you to take your time. Let's get into Solzhenitsyn's First Circle of Hell. Gulag Archipelago author. Nobel Prize winner, somebody who actually deserved it. What, 9 years in a gulag, or was it 8 years?
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest for the rest of the hour. Then I'll do something that the collectivist and big government criminals will certainly hate, like nails on a chalkboard. We're going to talk about George Washington some today. And get into EcoSpies with a new Apple iPhone application called EcoSnoop, spying on your neighbors and others. So that is coming up in the last hour. Okay, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a lot I want to talk about with the economy with him, top economist. Listed by many major publications in the top 10 economists in the world. I want to obviously pick your brain going into the new year about your perspectives, your view on that. Your last prediction, very, very accurate, that you thought the dollar would go back up in late December, early January, as the carry trade that's been reversed back into the U.S. was activated. That has happened, so we want to pick your brain on that. But you were talking about the Kafka-esque situation where American citizens are arrested and held, their lawyers are spied on, with no evidence, no charges, or no evidence to be charged, and this is the new precedent. You said you were reading one of Solzhenitsyn's books, and that it mirrors what's now happening. And I've talked to reporters from Eastern Europe, from Russia, and they say, look, we don't like communism and tyranny, and we know we're not perfect. But we were at the G20, and we saw women attacked with police dogs for coming out of stores with grocery sacks. We saw women knocked off their bikes at the university. We saw families hit with sound cannons in their neighborhoods. We saw your police, and this is really bad. What happened to you? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, break it down.
Well, Alex, my book, Tyranny of Good Intentions, documents how we've lost the protected features in law over time because various single interest groups had demonized some devil or the other, and they wanted to get that devil at all costs. And so if the law was in the way of civil liberty or the Constitution, they just overrode it. And then, of course, we had 9/11 and the war on terror, and the Bush-Cheney people used that to destroy what was left of the liberties. And we now have the situation we were talking about with this Fahad Hajmi, an American citizen, and he's being held in violation of all known American legal procedure of the Constitution, and nobody's doing anything about it. The bar associations are silent, the law schools are silent, the constitutional lawyers are silent. As far as I can tell, not even the ACLU is on this case. So we now have a situation where American citizens have no more rights and are treated exactly as people in the Stalinist system were treated. And one of the points that Chris Hedges makes, he says that it's obvious that this treatment will not be reserved for the state of alleged terrorists or even for Muslims, because it's going to be applied to everybody. Anyone who comes across as disruptive or subversive or a critic of the system or the government is going to be treated this way. And that's, of course, exactly what happened in Stalinist Russia. And Hedges says, he reports, that already radical activist types in the environmental movement, the anti-globalization movement, the anti-nuclear movement, into the sustainable agriculture movement, these people are already being placed in the same special detention facilities with Muslims that are charged.
That's right. There's already special facilities in Montana, Wyoming, Texas, and other areas where they're not allowed to see their families. They don't get due process. They're just held. And it's admitted that they're torturing these people now. And this is the real operation, not the distraction that's Abu Ghraib. And we have the constitutional lawyer Obama caught red-handed expanding rendition and secret arrest in black sites all over Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and Central Asia. So it's just so hard to believe this is going on, much less not getting more attention. And then we have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, when really this whole system's being set up for libertarians, conservatives, anti-Federal Reserve people, gun owners, returning vets. And so just like Hitler, they're beta testing it on a group it's popular to strip the rights of, Muslims. But really it's designed for everybody.
Right. That's exactly it. And the people just don't realize that. You know, in Stalinist Russia, no one was safe, not even the highest members of the party itself, and not even the heads of the secret police. No one was safe. No one had any rights. Anybody could be picked up and just simply disappear and subjected to the most horrible treatment. I mean, it's just unbelievable how people were treated and are being treated here now. So I think this is the most serious thing that we face. The fact that the court accepted, for example, recently a Supreme Court rejected one of the Guantanamo torture cases. This was reported by Reuters earlier this month, around the middle of the month. And they were four British citizens who were tortured in Guantanamo, and the Supreme Court just simply rejected the appeal out of hand. There's another recent case that, and you know, Andy Worthington is good. He reports a lot of these. He reported another one where a federal district judge, Thomas Hogan, has just simply dismissed the case of a 28-year-old Yemeni who could said he could be held indefinitely because of his alleged connection with Al-Qaeda. So we see that the federal judges have acquiesced. Actually, in Nazi Germany, the judges stood up to the government a lot longer. In fact, Hitler had to set up a second court system to bypass German law. Well, here we don't even have to do that. The federal judges just are and apparently even the Supreme Court. So it looks like the rights of Americans are simply gone, and yet we still have all this verbiage and vocabulary of democracy, freedom.
And we know the Patriot Act is used thousands of times a year per state in non-terror-related cases.
Right.
I have an ABC News where they announce in Texas they take blood at checkpoints without warrants. And they just announce it and let you know, you are a slave. Sit down and take it.
That's it. I'm afraid that's it. And the Americans just don't seem to catch on. They just don't seem to be able to see that their country is...
Well, that's like CPS and the family courts taking people's children without due process. They just do what they want.
That's right. I don't think there are any people anywhere that are less protected than the American people. The law no longer protects an American in his own country. And I think that we try to make a big deal out of human rights in China. Well, I actually think they get better treatment than we do. They certainly have a much smaller percentage of their people in prison.
Well, I'm no fan of Iran. I mean, most government becomes corrupt, but the founding fathers knew that. But they're not taking over my life, and it shows police bumping people with cars. I was in New York in 2004 and watched the police running over people with cars, horses, and mopeds. You know, they kill people at the Red Sox game. They kill people all the time, and Iran's killed a few people, and I think it's wrong, but they are CIA-funded shooting police. But how can our media schizophrenically say Iran bad, but America good when they do it?
I guess it's just the hubris and stupidity of our population. They're like the people in 1984, you know. They're all Big Brother tells them something, and they just believe it.
Well, that's another issue. You've read Solzhenitsyn. You've studied history. You've written and edited for the Wall Street Journal. When you read Solzhenitsyn's accounts and other accounts of people in true tyranny, and then you see it all manifesting and growing, they've set the precedent for that same level of Soviet tyranny. Now they're implementing it. It's got to be hard for you to watch. I know it's hard for me to watch. Do you see any way of stopping it? And can you draw some more parallels of what Solzhenitsyn saw?
I don't think there's any way of stopping it. It eventually stopped in the Soviet Union because the highest members of the party realized they weren't safe either. And so when Stalin died or was put down, perhaps, Khrushchev in 1956 gave that secret speech in which he denounced Stalin to the Communist Party, to the Central Committee, and he did that because no one felt safe, and they had to get rid of that kind of legacy rather than have it continue. And then, of course, Khrushchev allowed Solzhenitsyn to publish that book, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, which was a story of the labor camps, the death camps. And so things started loosening up just in order to protect themselves. But it took a long time to reach that point. So I think no American will be safe. And it won't matter whether you're a critic or not, because anybody could get picked up, or somebody may want your property or your girlfriend or your wife, or they may not like you. And so all they got to do is make a charge.
And by the way, Dr. Roberts, that's not your opinion. We know how tyrannies work from Rome to today. Most of the time, the machine just wants to beat people up, rob them, rape them, take their property. Most of the people that are being abused will have nothing to do with the real boogeyman.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And it reached the point where the secret police and the Soviet Union, in order to prove their loyalty, had to find more and more enemies of people. And what they would do, they would engage in what we call street sweep. They would just go out in the street and arrest everybody in the street and take them in. And that's how they fill these labor camps with tens of millions of people.
Stay there. Let's talk about this more, because I have an article where a guy was selling biscuits delivery, and the police did a sting because his license wasn't right. And so there's a... is the tyranny.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
One day we will all be terrorists. Coming up the next segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, we're going to get into the economy, and I'm going to open the phones up specifically for our guests with questions on the economy. 1-800-259-9231. As we close out the year with our regular guest, the great minds that agree to come on this show and share their researched knowledge with us. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, Dr. Roberts, again, I mean, we know what real hardcore tyranny is, and the Soviets, the Nazis, they always had great excuses for why they were secretly arresting people and torturing them, and now they're going to put different people on trial who've been held 4, 5, 6, 7 years in some cases, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they admittedly threatened his family, admittedly tortured him. Now that's admissible. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till 3.5, 4 years after he was arrested. He might as well have confessed to killing Jesus or shooting at the Ford Theater, President Lincoln in the back of the head. I mean, this is really happening. And then you look at the Soviet parallels, reading the letters from Lenin, the orders, where they would say, sir, we've arrested a half of this town, 30% this city. What do we do? And he just said, more. It's terror. We want to scare everyone. More blood. You've probably seen those quotes, but, I mean, these people are just nuts.
Well, they're evil. And as I said, and I think it's clear, there's no difference today in the legal rights of an American citizen and a Soviet citizen under Joseph Stalin. Neither one has any rights. All your rights can be turned off simply by the government using a few words. They can say you're something you're not. And in fact, they don't even really need to do that anymore. And so we have no rights. There's no doubt about it. And to change the subject before we get to the economy, really quick, did you see that report from the pilots for 9/11 Truth? That Flight 77, they got the information from the Air Transportation Safety Administration, whatever it's called, that the black box that watches the pilot's door every 4 seconds reports that it was never opened during the whole 90 minutes of the alleged hijack. And, you know, the official story is that the hijackers forced the pilots out to the back of the plane and all that. This is the one that allegedly ran into the Pentagon. And now
Honey, Honjour.
It says that the door was never opened. So how did they take over the plane?
And the pilot of that plane was the guy a year before taking part in drills of flying a hijacked jet into the Pentagon. Then his daughter spoke up, and she got firebombed to death in New Jersey. And then the plane did maneuvers that were physically impossible for the airframe. Yes, I'm aware of that. We need to get the pilots for 9/11 Truth on about that issue. That's confirmed they got that. But I guess frauds don't matter, do they?
You see, no one pays any attention. It's amazing. I mean, you would think that the Congress would be saying, how could this be? And we got to have this investigated. Or somebody, you think, would say, how could this be? But nothing happened. So it's more evidence that essentially the situation in the United States is out of control. And there are no rights, and they do what they want. They can say whatever they want, no matter how absurd, and people don't seem to be able to muster any interest to stop it. So,
and the establishment is geared up, wanting a 1776 response, with NORTHCOM wanting to have a war with the people. But I think more and more it's clear that we have to try to get the country back peacefully, but that we can't be drug off to FEMA camps. I mean, I guess George Washington said, better the entire continent be drenched in blood than we live as slaves.
Well, I agree with that, but I don't know what the American people will do. They probably won't catch on until it's too late. You know, the Soviets didn't catch on until something could be done. So maybe the economy's collapse will save us. Who knows? Maybe the dollar's collapse might save us. If the crowd in Washington loses its economic capability because the dollar goes, then maybe that will be our salvation.
Well, I know I'm evil for quoting George Washington. I have the FEMA training manuals and footage of the Founding Fathers being demonized to Kansas City police by FEMA. And I'm not calling for this, folks, but Washington said, I don't want violence. But he said, it seems the only thing a virtuous man can do is say that when faced with this, the only decision you have is to fight. And we are fighting to warn the people. We may be able to turn this around. We had victory over the Copenhagen fraud. We'll talk about the economy with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the other side. Very honored to have him. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda? They'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're looking at a satisfying fellow, unhappy, well, I should say no. If somebody told me that she cheated, no, I wouldn't believe them, 'cause I'm all she's got. I've heard reason that she goes on living, 'cause she loves me with all of her heart.
Okay, folks.
No, she can't get enough of my love.
Going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who is with us, there is so much happening. I mean, the hedge of liberty and freedom, the hedge of the republic, it created all this wealth. I mean, Mexico has triple the resources we do, but they're in absolute poverty because their elite uses poverty as a tool of control. North Korea, the same thing. And I just grieve for this nation, but we are so decadent. We know those cycles of people go through adversity, they then stand up against it, they get liberty, then they get plenty and success, and then decadence sets in and rot sets in, and then the takeover happens. But I do see people waking up. I just don't think they've woken up to just how bad it is. Now, we did have a victory against the cap and trade. Obama's approval rating is dropping like a rock. And I mean, do you see anything positive out there turning the corner on this? Or are you just so shocked by the fact that there's no longer any habeas corpus that you fear for our future?
Yeah, I fear for the future because we have no legal protections. And the economy will resume its downward spiral in 2010. I think we've just started the economic turmoil, and so it's going to get much worse, and people are unprotected. They've got no savings. They're losing their homes. There's no jobs. They have no health care, and they're not going to get any. And if the dollar itself, at some point, the dollar is going to be abandoned as the world reserve currency. And I don't know when, but at some point it's going to happen. And when it does, we won't be able to pay for our imports. And since we're heavily dependent on imports, not just oil and gasoline and energy, but manufactured goods, advanced technology, it's going to cause amazing disruption, and particularly in food delivery to grocery stores, they'll become erratic, and so most likely your rationing system will go in. It's a very dismal outlook. It's receiving no attention because the Washington thinks, or at least it's telling the people, that we now have a recovery. And it may be a slow recovery, but there's a recovery. So it may be what saves us from a police state, or it may bring it on. You can't tell what the political response to such tremendous economic hardship will be, whether it'll be liberating or whether it'll just bring the police state into being quicker. But that's sort of the outlook, you know.
Well, we talk about it day in and day out. We try to rally the people to wake up and become aware of what's happening. And I guess the best thing we can do, the best thing we can do, while we're getting Dr. Paul Craig Roberts back, our phone system cut out, the best we can do is just try to warn the people, try to warn the police and military how they're being brainwashed, how they're being incrementally twisted, and hope that, just like in the Soviet Union, after Stalin and Lenin had killed 50 million people, that it stops. Maybe we can stop it before it gets to that point. Because FEMA and Homeland Security, folks, all they talk about is gun owners and veterans and conservatives and how they want to lock your butts up and how it should be illegal. And okay, yes, we've got Dr. Roberts back now. We're going to go ahead and pot him up on air. Okay, continuing, sir. Your phone got cut off there. Finishing up your point.
Okay, well, the point is that other currencies are in trouble too. For example, the British pound. Probably the euro, because it has so many marginal countries that are part of that. They can't take the pressure. You know, you've got Greece and Ireland that are having trouble. So so many other currencies are in trouble that this can sustain the dollar beyond what one might expect. The British pound could run into trouble first. And, of course, then that would strengthen the dollar. And the euro, as I said, may have trouble because of the weaker countries that are part of that system. And then that would strengthen the dollar. So the dollar could look like it was back being the almighty currency again. But nothing fundamental would have changed in terms of the dollar's own condition. It's still being assaulted by the massive trade deficits and by the massive budget deficits. And as these budget deficits can't be financed except by creating new money, there is at some point the danger of a real hyperinflation. Now, as I said, you can't put a timeline on any of that, but I suspect the worsening economy we will see in this coming year, and depending on which currency gets in trouble first, if it's the British pound and the euro, then the dollar has a longer run to go before it bites the dust as well. Those things are just unknown.
So this is a derivatives, debt, slave goods from the third world black hole that is inescapable. The question is, what currencies will be pulled completely in first? I mean, I remember a couple months ago and then again a month ago on air, you said, I look for the dollar in the next month or two to go back up because other currencies are in trouble and because there's this carry trade no longer going on in Japan and Europe. It's now coming back into the United States. Maybe you can explain that to people. And then when do you see the dollar beginning to not die, but start going back down? Because just 2 months ago, they were saying, the dollar's dead, we got to get its replacement. Now they're saying, you know, well, the dollar's back up for now. And so what happens? I mean, we have Main Street imploding, the worst Christmas since 79. We have debt exploding. All these other real numbers coming in showing the real economy is in terminal breakdown. Meanwhile, the banks, Bloomberg's reporting in the bank re-regulation plan got $4 trillion extra in goodies that are hidden in there. So it just appears that they know the whole world economy is going down and that they just plan to be sitting on top of it with paramilitary national security forces over the rubble in the end.
Yes, it could be something like that. The dollar has strengthened because of the belief that we have a recovery. And so foreign money is coming in to the stock market, and so this supports the dollar. You know, they change their currency for dollars to buy into the stocks. And this is one of the reasons that that the dollar has perked up a bit. And, of course, the banking situation remains, both here and abroad, remains really unknown. Fact that the Americans had simply exported such a large percentage of what were middle class jobs that it means we're going to have high levels of unemployment permanently. There's no way, there's no jobs for these people to come back to.
And so it's the new term in the lexicon, the jobless recovery.
Well, it's not going to be a recovery.
No, I know, but that's like saying a dead man is alive.
Yeah, right. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, the media is saying that.
Right. Well, yeah, it's a nonsensical term to have a jobless recovery. Now, the government also can fake the statistics within a certain range. They can't do it tremendously, but within a certain range, they can fake the statistics, and one of the ways they produce real economic growth is by understating the inflation. So, you know, if they can make the inflation seem like it's not really inflation, then what is inflation can be called economic growth. So they can do that. And
if unemployment's really at 21%, if they say it's 10,
yeah,
that can cook the numbers. Where really the economy is still declining, they're just cooking the numbers.
That's right. They've changed the way they count the unemployed, and so that about half of them no longer count it. But actually, they do have a second measure they use. It's just never reported. And that second measure does count a lot of the from the BLS, it measures 16 or 17% unemployment. And so even the government will admit that the 10% is just sort of a headline number they report, but that their own real number is 16 or 17%. But if you go ahead and adjust all the figures back to how they used to count it, it is 21%. And know, you look at Detroit or Michigan, I mean, it just looks like a bombed-out area. The industry's gone. The tax base is gone.
Well, look at Detroit and many areas of Michigan have right at 50% unemployment, and the government just keeps raising taxes, more police, more checkpoints, more fines. I live in Texas. In the last 2 years, they've announced five new business taxes. Every few months, some new bureaucrat shows up and says, you didn't know about this new tax, buddy? And they're arrogant, and they're bossy. And I mean, and I'm getting to the point of, like, I want to keep getting the word out, but if I was just a regular business person, you know, why would I want to employ a bunch of people? Why would I want to take a bunch of risk so some parasite can come to my door and boss me around?
Right. Well, it's like you said earlier, Alex, we're slaves. We're slaves. We don't own our own labor. We have no legal protection. We can't, you know, you can't get the truth from what used to be reliable television and print media. It's just not it's not a situation that bodes any promise for anything good. There's no way you can come out of this. You're fed disinformation. Your rights are taken away. Your jobs are taken away. And then they said they're going to give you health care by making you buy a private insurance policy. And that's the whole problem then.
And then even the socialists, even Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich and all these big liberals, they read the bill and said, my God, this is a ripoff to banks and insurance companies and liability protection for big pharma. They raise the taxes, threaten to throw you in jail, make you buy insurance, penalize people that got fancy plans with a 40% tax. There's at least 19 new taxes in the bill. AP has reported. The Democrats don't want it. The conservatives don't want it. But the establishment wants it. I mean, this is a rogue government.
It's a government of special interest. You know, there are few well-organized, powerful special interests, and they control the government. And we know who they are. We know it's AIPAC. It's the financial lobby. It's the military security lobby. It's the private insurance lobby. And it's the tort lawyers. And they control the government. And the government does what they say because they provide the campaign contributions that get the members elected. And that's why it's hard for the people to take the government back, because the government is dependent on a handful of organized special interests for the campaign contributions. So we went wrong when we allowed that type of campaign finance. And it was done under the guise of the First Amendment right. But, of course, it destroyed all the rights. And I don't see how you can change it, because now the members are dependent on that kind of money for their financing. And they have to then serve the people who put them in office.
And it's deeper than that, though. There's also a lot of blackmail going on, and it's come out the MI6 spies on the parliament and blackmails them. I mean, this is just a black hole of corruption.
Well, that's the reason, in my view, that Bush was violating the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. He was spying on people without warrants because it had nothing to do with terrorism. He was getting the goods on the Democrats so they couldn't oppose his program.
Yeah, you said that here about 3 years ago, and what that came out earlier this year, that congressmen were spied on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I said it when we first learned that he was violating the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. There's no reason to violate it, because it doesn't prevent you from spying. It just makes you go to a court to get a warrant. But if you're trying, it means you have to have a real reason. So you can't go to the court and say, well, I want to spy on the Democrats so I can blackmail them. And so that's why they were spying without warrants. And they got away with it. And it's a felony. And nothing happened. Nobody was
So how does this emboldening, end where they set the precedent? We spy illegally, we arrest illegally, we torture, we put the tortured on trial. I mean, what comes next? It just gets worse and worse.
It's a Stalinist state, and it's all due to 9/11, which many people, as you know, yourself included, think was an inside job. And so they used something to destroy our rights and our prospects. And
so they could be secure in robbing everything.
I think so. You know what? It's evil, isn't it? I mean, evil is not always explicable. Why do this?
Power.
Power is the whole rich society. And
stay there, Dr. Roberts. Final segment. We've got a break for a commercial. Come right back for Dr. Roberts' final segment, author of The Tyranny of Good Intentions.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the wintertime and make the flowers grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm a baby new friend.
George Jones, Dr. Paul Greg Roberts with us. He got cut off by that satellite break. Dr. Roberts, finishing your point in the 5 minutes we've got left going into the new year, any other issues that you think are important?
Well, Alex, you were talking about blackmail. And I would like to ask you, did you see that Wayne Madsen report that the CIA had been involved in child sex trade since 1978?
Yes.
And that when these government, the American government big shots, and congressmen would travel to Bangkok, the CIA would provide them with children for sexual purposes, and then had complete blackmail power over them. Just looking at that report, which I read in the Rock Creek Free Press, apparently an alternative newspaper, that is really amazing in the things that it covers. I was thinking, how could the congressman be that dumb? I mean, how could people be this stupid to think they don't realize they're setting themselves up for blackmail? I mean,
from what I've been told by talking to some, you've been at higher levels of the system than I have, sir. I haven't been in government. You've been the head of policy at the Treasury. But at the higher levels of this corruption, you don't get into the guild without wallowing in the muck. It is a initiation. And so they knowingly go to these events, and they knowingly know they're being set up to prove themselves.
I think, like, joining one of those L.A. gangs, you have to kill somebody first or something.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was told. In fact, that was exactly the way it was explained to me by a LAPD former famous detective, retired. It's funny you said L.A. because you said it's just like these L.A. gangs. That's what the really powerful, corrupt politicians do at state, county, city, and federal. And then they all work in international crime guilds where it's not all organized. It's just, oh, you can trust this person. He's dirty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. And that's, of course, what's happening to our own police. Even local police, they're, once the corrupt element comes in, you either have to join up with it or they drive you out. I've had a lot of police officers, former police officers, write to me in emails and tell me that. So it looks like we now have a system in which there's no ethics in it at any place, at any point. It's just something that rotten would seem to be beyond redemption.
I agree with you. We are beyond redemption. 50-something million abortions, you name it. But the question is, what are we going to build on the ashes of this? Something worse or something better? And thanks to you with your columns, and thanks to the books you've written and all the other great people out there fighting, we're, as Ron Paul said, putting out the alternative. As things get worse and worse, we're pointing out the culprits so that we have a shot in the future. And I think we're going to make it through this tyranny.
Well, I hope you're right. I certainly hope you're right, Alex, and you're certainly more than anybody doing your part.
Well, a lot of smart money said what you said earlier. The collapse is probably the best thing we can hope for, that they're just so corrupt. They're not as focused as the Soviets or as the Nazis. They're as evil, but they're so decadent that it's just going to fall of its own entropy and corruption. Have a great new year, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, author of The Tyranny of Good Intentions, on store shelves everywhere. God bless you, and say hi to the family for me.
Thank you.
We'll be right back to talk about George Washington, the big terrorist.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.